You're listening to the audio production of 42 Faith, the rest of the Jackie Robinson story, published by Thomas Nelson, written and read by Ed Henry.
This book simply would not have been possible without the love and faith of my wife, Shirley. I wrote it for her and my children, Patrick and Mila, so they will be inspired by Jackie Robinson, who said simply, "Life is not a spectator sport." Foreword by Larry King. When I interviewed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I introduced him as the founder of the American Civil Rights Movement. He immediately corrected me, saying the true founder of the movement was Jackie Robinson. When I was but a lad of 13, Jackie played his first major league game. I had been thrilled, as were all my friends, when he was signed in 1945 and played a full season with Montreal in 1946, a season in which he was the most valuable player in the International League. On that wonderful April afternoon in 1947, I was among the thousands of Brooklynites who were in Ebbets Field when Jackie made his major league debut. I will never forget that remarkable figure as he came out on the field. The Dodgers still have the whitest uniform in sports, and Jackie was a very dark man, so he stood out immediately among all the players on the field, that face against that uniform. I would go on to admire him deeply. I saw many games that season in my 50-cent bleacher seats. He became the first-ever Rookie of the Year. He led the Dodgers to a tough 7-game series loss to the Yankees in the World Series. I saw him steal home. I saw him confound right fielders by taking long turns after a single and daring them to throw behind him. It was a joy to see him play. It was sad to read about all the things happening to him on and off the field. Later in life, I would interview Pee Wee Reese, the white shortstop from Louisville, Kentucky.